You're listening to the Brinkman Adventures of Family Audio Drama. We're so glad you've joined us for today's exciting adventure. And now, the Brinkman Adventures. The last couple months, the Brinkman family has been traveling across the U.S. in their 24-foot RV, which the kids have affectionately named Minnie. They've been speaking at various churches and conventions and currently are taking a much-needed break in a campground just outside of Denver, Colorado. It's 6 a.m., and Kitri has just woken up from a restful sleep and has discovered something very disturbing. Someone has taken something out of her duffel bag. Or so it seems, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Our story begins a day earlier, just before the evening meal. Peter is wandering around the campsite, recording a video with Mrs. Brinkman's phone.
This is our campsite, and there's the camp we sleep in. We call her Minnie. I don't know why, though. She's like a house on wheels. Minnie's got a stove and a fridge, and a table and a microwave, and a bathroom and beds. We should have called her Biggie. What you guys doing?
Playing Western Pioneers.
I'll take the stagecoach for 25.
Come on, you can't do that already.
Watch me.
Want to play, Peter?
No, I can't really read yet.
I'll help you.
That's okay. I'm making a video report with Mom's phone. Kitri made me a vlogging account.
You did what?
It's not live. The app lets you vlog offline. It saves the videos but doesn't publish them to the internet.
Oh.
So anyways, after breakfast, Minnie CD player started doing... I've been trying to fix it all day.
Hi, Peter. You can come in, just don't get in Dad's way.
Yes, Mom.
You'd think this headlight knob would just slide off. It's the only thing that's holding the entire dash on.
I got bolt cutters back in my camp. We could cut the thing off.
No, there's gotta be a way.
They're taking a bunch of screws out so they can remove the CD player. That's the guy who's helping Dad. I think he might have a fake leg.
Got it. Okay, grab that side and let's pull. Finally.
Wow, there's a lot of money in this thing. Listen to this.
That's why it wasn't working. The coins must have shorted it out. Wow, it's really hot.
Good thing we pulled it out when we did. Looks like someone thought it was a slot machine or something.
I've got a pretty good idea who. Destructo Boy.
If the people who gave us this RV knew about this, I'd be so embarrassed. Thanks for your help. Sorry it took so long. I'm Jack, by the way.
Bill. Bill Crust. Hey, glad I was walking by. You need anything else fixed while I'm here?
The camper door won't lock, but that's for another day.
Hey, mind if I use the bathroom to wash my hands?
It's in the back.
Micah, come over here.
Oh, boy. Micah's in trouble again.
Did you put that money in the CD player?
I didn't know.
If you say you don't know, but you really do know, that's called lying.
Catch you later.
Thanks for your help.
You bet.
Micah, lying is bad and will only make things worse.
Okay, I did it. Sorry, Dad.
I forgive you, but since you did this, you're not allowed in the captain's area. Up here in the front. Do you understand?
Okay, Dad.
Hey, Peter, what are you doing there?
Vlogging.
Vlogging?
Yep, making videos.
Cool. You want to go tell the kids to get a campfire going so we can cook dinner?
Sure. Can we have s'mores?
I was planning on it.
Cool.
Maiko, want me to help you cook a marshmallow?
Yeah.
All right. See how I hold it?
Uh-huh.
Look, guys, I can cook 3 at one time.
Cool.
Hey, Mom, can Brayden stay and eat s'mores?
Who's Brayden?
Me.
Oh, hi, Brayden. Would you like to join us?
No, I gotta get back to my campsite.
See you, Brayden.
He just snagged a couple chocolate bars.
That's because he never gets candy. I told him he could have one.
That was nice, Charlie.
Here's your marshmallow, Micah. It's perfect.
Thanks, Gracie.
Did anyone else hear scratching again last night?
I think you're imagining things, Dad.
I downloaded this app on my phone. It's supposed to annoy mice. Check it out.
Well, that is annoying.
Hey, if it works, I'll live with it. But I'm not sure I can live with that.
I think I'd rather have them scratch it.
$50.
What's going on?
Someone took my $50 bill right out of my bag last night.
Are you sure you brought it with you?
Yeah, I put it in the little compartment. It was still there last night.
Did someone take Kitri's money?
Nope, not me.
No.
Hopefully it was just misplaced or it fell out. We'll all keep our eyes peeled.
Thanks.
All right, everyone. Up and at 'em. It's a big day.
Why is it a big day?
Today, Mom and I are going on an overnight hike. That means you guys get to stay here all alone at the campsite.
Do we get to stay up until our bedtimes?
As long as you're good.
Last time, Ian made us go to bed early.
Where are you going?
We're climbing that mountain and sleeping in a cabin up there. We'll be back tomorrow.
I don't want you to go.
We'll have fun with just us kids, Micah.
Hey,
don't worry.
Meet me at the climbing tree in the woods.
Okay. Isaac?
Back here.
What's this about?
You think someone took that money?
I know someone did.
We used to solve mysteries when we were younger.
Yeah?
Well, it looks like we have a new case.
I'm still having a hard time believing one of my siblings would steal from me. I guess if someone did, I'd rather just not know who, you know?
Letting a guilty person off the hook isn't good for anyone. Besides, who said it was a sibling?
Yeah. All right.
Remember our detective agency? From when we were little?
Just like the good old days? Night vision activated?
Activated.
Slippers on?
Slippers on.
Then let's go. You have the night scope, so I'll follow you.
Night scope? What are you guys talking about?
You snuck up on us, Pete. We're just remembering something that happened when we were your age, and we were on a case. Are you still vlogging?
Yep.
If anyone asks where we are, tell them we went for a walk, all right?
All right. I think they're trying to catch the thief that stole Kitri's money. Whoa, look at that. It's a trail of ants. If I zoom in, you can see they're carrying little crumbs right into the nest. I wonder where they're getting those crumbs. Let's follow the trail and find out. See how they're walking in a straight line? Like little soldiers. Nobody teaches them how to work. They just do it. Whoops.
Look, this model has Bluetooth built in. Hmm. Oh, we'll be able to play music from our phones. It'll actually be an upgrade from Minnie's original stereo.
Oh, is it in stock?
Item not available.
Mom, have you seen my drawing book?
Nope. But here's your pencil. You need to stop chewing it. Paint's bad for you.
Micah had your book in the boys' bunk.
Oh, this one's in stock. No Bluetooth, though.
I don't see it.
It was next to my pillow.
Is this your wallet?
Yes. Please put it back.
There's a $50 bill in it.
Hope, leave it alone. Put it back.
Is that Kitri's money?
Seriously, Grace? I've been saving that for Fort Wilderness this fall.
Then why'd you bring it on this trip?
I don't know. I guess in case I needed it. I'd never steal.
I'm sure that money will turn up.
Peter, you're covered in mud. What were you doing?
Just walking around in the woods. I found an ant trail. I think they might be stealing food from us.
Peter, never go exploring alone. Always have a buddy with you, all right?
Yes, Dad.
Come on, let's get you cleaned up.
I just thought of something else. He knew the camper door wouldn't lock. Dad told him.
Mr. Long John Silver is suspect number one. The ranger wasn't kidding when he said his site was way back in the sticks.
Are you sure this is still part of the campground?
Yeah. Look, there's the post.
Yep, site number 66.
I don't see his truck. You sure you want to do this?
I guess so.
Okay, but quietly.
His camper looks like it could use some work.
What in the world? Check it out, hanging from the branches of that tree.
What are those?
Little cages, I think.
From that tree, too. And that one.
There must be at least 50. I think they're made out of bamboo. Isaac, this is the strangest thing I've ever seen.
I wonder what they're for.
I don't think I want to know. This is too creepy. His truck, let's get out of here.
Right now we have a problem. Micah didn't know you're not supposed to put wipes on the toilet. So, Mom and Dad are trying to get them out. Let's see how it's going.
If we don't get them out, the sensors will stop working. We've got to keep a better eye on Micah, guys.
Sorry, Dad.
Good thing the tank is pretty empty. Look, you can see them.
Resting there peacefully on the bottom. How do we get them out? It's about 5 feet down.
Too bad we didn't bring that long grabby tool with pinchers on the end. That's it. I've got it. We'll need electricity. Ian, fire up the generator.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Stay tuned. This is going to be interesting.
After all that excitement, I could use a little food. Want to stop at the camp store?
Any excuse to eat. Isn't that Brayden? The little guy who was at our campsite last night?
Yep.
Hey, Brayden.
Hi, guys.
I thought you said you hardly ever get candy.
I don't.
Is it your birthday or something?
Nope.
So what's with all the candy?
Why do you need to know?
I'm just wondering.
Whatever. I gotta go.
Bye.
See ya. That's weird.
Yeah, odd.
Okay, Susan, I'll hold the little vacuum and you gently stick the pole down the hole and try to suck a wet wipe out. Ready?
I suppose so.
All right, here goes. Hey, you did it! High five! How many did Micah say he dropped down there?
4.
All right, try to fish another one out.
Nothing.
Try again.
Nope.
You sure there are 3 more down there?
Yep, I saw him do it.
All right, Susan, shove it in all the way.
Here goes nothing. Oh, it's everywhere.
What a mess.
It's all over the bed.
Grace, get your father a towel, please.
Well, it looks like Dad's plan didn't really work too well. He knocked the Mio off the wall, too.
What's that stuck to the back of it? Yep. It's my 50, all right. Who did this?
Was it me?
Not me.
Guess nobody did it.
Okay, guys. Let's all sit around the table here.
We're about to have a family meeting.
As we all know, someone took Kitri's $50 bill out of her bag and taped it to the back of the mirror. You all denied doing this.
Dad and I figured whoever took it hid it there and planned to retrieve it when we got home to Wisconsin.
The thought of this made us very sad. So sad that Mom and I decided to cancel our hiking trip. But then, the person who took the money came and talked to me. They explained that they were trying to play a joke.
What?
But when everyone thought it was stolen, they got scared. This person has apologized for their dishonesty and has asked for forgiveness.
Some joke.
Who was it?
We're not going to say.
Well, was it a boy or was it Hope?
Peter, it doesn't matter who did it. They said they were sorry and won't ever do it again. This is a good lesson for all of us, though. It shows how little lies can spin out of control. Now, let's try to forget it ever happened. Mom and I are going on our trip after all.
We need to leave now if we're going to make it to the cabin before dark. Kitri will be in charge, and we should be back by this time tomorrow.
Mom will leave her phone here with you guys.
Not sure how much good that'll do. I think it's permanently glued to Peter's hand.
I don't mind him taking videos. Just make sure he doesn't fill up the memory or kill the battery.
Got it.
Any questions?
Nope.
Here's $20. You guys can pick out a special treat from the camp store tomorrow.
Oh,
I think we should get ice cream this time.
Let's get moose tracks.
That stuff makes me bored.
When's Mom and Dad coming home?
They just left, bud. Hey, want me to read you a bedtime story?
Okay.
Go grab the bear book.
Who keeps ripping up the paper towel?
Not me.
Hope, you're doing a great job.
I don't know. The beak just looks a little weird.
Try shading it more on the bottom.
Guys?
Yeah?
My druppies are gone.
You're kidding, right?
I had a whole bag.
Whoever took them needs to fess up.
This is Peter's vlog reporting. Someone took Isaac's druppies, and it wasn't me.
Let's not record right now, okay, Pete?
All right.
Maybe you ate them, Isaac, but forgot. I did that once with a little bag of cheese snippies.
This morning, they were all here. And Minnie. And everybody's sleeping except for me.
Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Kitchy. Hey. Where's the money?
On the counter, next to the stove.
It's gone.
Are you sure? Look behind those clothes.
Nope, it's not here.
Isaac, you awake up there?
Yep.
Peter, we'll be right back. We have a problem.
I'm guessing it's Charlie.
What makes you think that?
Just a gut feeling.
We need more than just gut feelings.
Well, Peter and Micah aren't tall enough to hide the money behind the mirror.
True, but they are both climbers, so we can't rule them out entirely. Grace has lots of money from babysitting, and she never spends except for gifts. I don't think it was her.
I wish Dad was here. He knows who hid the 50.
I think we should go inside and get them talking. It'll come out. They're not smart enough to fool both of us.
Susan, look, crossing the trail below us. A wolverine. Oh, very cool.
Wow, this is amazing. The air is so clear. Check out the RV down there, it's tiny.
Oh, yeah.
Is something bothering you?
I'm struggling a little, Susan. The Gordons took such great care of the RV. We haven't had it for what? 2 months, but Micah's aged it 10 years.
Yeah. We'll clean it up when we get home, and in the meantime, let's enjoy this incredible view.
Yeah.
I bet the kids are having fun without us.
This is Peter reporting. Last night, the thief took the money. That's why we can't go to the store now.
Peter, stop recording everything.
But I have to for my viewers.
Guys, this isn't funny anymore. We're not going to be able to go to the camp store without that money.
Hope, you got up in the middle of the night.
I didn't take it. I had to use the bathroom. Peter, you got up.
Well, the money was still there.
So you saw it?
Yes, but I didn't touch it. It wasn't me, I promise. What would I do with the money anyway?
Are you kidding? You're a little pack rat.
How do we know it's not you, Ian? You're acting pretty suspicious yourself.
I wouldn't do that. Besides, the thief also took Isaac's druppies, and I hate druppies.
I'm hungry.
Maybe you did it to mislead us.
Really, Grace?
Charlie likes druppies, don't you, Charlie?
Yes, but I didn't take them.
But you did take Kitri's money.
Dad told you?
Ha! I knew it was
you. I told Dad I was sorry, but I didn't take the druppies or the money last night.
Well, you lied once, Charlie.
I didn't do it, guys.
Did you get up last night? Don't lie.
I thought I heard a bell.
A bell? Like a sleigh bell?
Well, sort of, I guess. I looked outside, but then I went right back to bed.
Did you see any reindeer, Charlie?
No.
You're buying a new bag.
Guys,
calm down.
Believe me, guys.
And tell us the truth.
I am telling the truth.
Hey, can I sit down?
I don't care.
Look at me, bud. It's okay.
Why won't anybody believe me?
I believe you.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do believe you.
No one else does. They all hate me.
No, they're just mad. They think you're lying to them and you took their stuff.
I'm sorry that I hid your money, Kitchen. I should have told you.
I forgive you. But we're going to have to find the real thief to clear your name.
They're never going to believe me again.
Kitchen!
What?
We have another problem.
What now?
Michelle just called.
Okay.
You know that vlog you set up for Peter? The one you said was offline?
Oh no.
Oh yes, it's been live this whole time.
Oh no!
There, it's offline.
Unfortunately, the damage has been done.
There's gotta be more than 200 comments on this thing. Everyone's got a theory about which one of us did it. Even Mr. Gordon wrote something. In my professional opinion, I believe... Hey, he thinks I did it.
It's so embarrassing. Everybody's watching us fight.
Yeah, it's very humiliating. But a bigger problem is we're not trusting each other, guys. Charlie wants to say something.
I thought it would be funny to hide the money, but it wasn't. I shouldn't have done it. Will you guys forgive me?
Of course I will.
I forgive you, Charlie.
Yes,
yep.
I forgive you. The Bible says that love believes all things. I've chosen to believe, Charlie. I'm going to take you all at your word.
Who is it then?
I have an idea. Come on. Start under the bench seats. Take everything out.
What are we looking for?
All right, next we're emptying all the drawers.
All of them?
All of them.
That's the last one.
It has to be here somewhere.
We've torn the place apart, Kitri. All that's left is disassembling the walls.
I just don't get it.
Feldspar just weighed in. Interesting.
Let's see it. Rodents.
Huh?
That's what he wrote. Rodents.
Of course he wrote rodents. That's Feldspar. He thinks raccoons are staging a rebellion.
After rodents, he wrote vlog number 3, 5 seconds in.
Here.
There, did you see that?
What was that?
A white blur, hardly conclusive.
Just as I suspected. It ran across the frame near the wall under Mom and Dad's bed.
But there's nothing there.
Look, guys.
What, Peter?
Ants. I knew they were stealing from us.
Ants? Stealing money?
Nope. Worms. See?
Peter, you're brilliant. A trail of tiny ants along this wall. They must be coming in right here. And look where they're going.
To the back wall. That's where the white thing was in the video.
They're going into the wall around that air vent. It looks like it's not seated right.
Why would there be crumbs inside the wall?
Think about it, guys. They're stealing from the thief.
What?
Ian and Isaac, lift up the mattress. That will let us see behind the wall. Charlie, grab the flashlight.
No way!
Let me see.
And there, my friends, is your thief.
And there's what's left of our $20 bill.
It made a nest out of it. Your droppies, Isaac, in a neat little pile. I bet they're still good. You should try them.
Look, it's wearing a collar with a little bell.
And she has babies. They're so pink.
And ugly.
In a cutish sort of way.
So, what made you suspect a rat?
Well, first, you thought you heard a mouse, Dad. Then, Hope's pencil was chewed up, and the teeth marks were too small to be human. Then, there was the shredded Kleenex, so I figured we were dealing with an animal. Feldspar's clue confirmed it for me, but I never imagined it would be Brayden's pet.
I told you I heard a bell.
I was really sad about losing her. That's why Mom let me buy a bunch of candy. I'm so glad you found Robert.
Robert?
I thought she was a boy. Her new name is Roberta.
And now you have a whole family of rats.
The Gordons must never know we had rats in the RV.
Dad, about that.
Psalm 133:1 says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." Lies cause discord among brothers and sisters and break that unity. While telling a lie might seem easier at first, the Brinkmans learned even little lies can create bigger problems down the road. Remember, God calls us to tell the truth even when it's difficult. To find out more about the Brinkman Adventures or to get your own copy, visit BrinkmanAdventures.com.
This is Peter Brinkman. First, I'd like to say hi to all my new viewers. Braden gave Charlie one of the baby rats, and Dad's letting them keep it. Today, we're leaving the campsite, and here comes Mr. Bill. Hey, Mr. Bill.
Hi there, youngins.
Hi.
That's a cool little cage.
Yeah, I thought this would be perfect for your little rat, Charlie.
Thank you. Lily's gonna like this. Where'd you get it?
I made it. Got hundreds of them back at my campsite. These things sell like hotcakes online.